Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dreaming. Oh, 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 oh. It's my dream.
And welcome back to the Transform Traveler Show. I'm Rick Tocchini. Our very special guest today is Christoph Putzel from Mission Declassified. Christoph, welcome to our show. Let's see if we can get Christoph on our show. Just one second. And we're trying to get Christoph on our show. Christoph, if you can hear me, give me a jingle back. Our number is 646-727-2255. That'd be great if we could get you back on the air. Christoph, are you there? Okay. Now we've got a little bit of technical problem in getting Christoph on our show. Stand by. Mission Declassified is a great show on the Travel Channel. And we always appreciate getting to watch their fantastic programming and always look forward to their new upcoming season and their lineup of great shows. And we're going to see if we can get Christoph back on the line here. So wait for us. Our program is brought to you by Gracefully Yours Travel Journals. We always appreciate their support. You can go to gracefully-yours.com. to find more information out on their great travel journals that are supported by AAA. And we know that there's millions of you out there that support AAA and are a part of their membership. And this is one of their travel journals is the one that we use the most, which is the Transform Travel Journal that helps guide you through traveling through your five senses. And we always appreciate that particular journal because it helps literally guide us as we're traveling to meet new people, which is the touch side, and then obviously take great photos, which is the sight, be aware of the great fragrances and sounds and taste that are all a part of traveling through your five senses. And that's what we enjoy the most. Let's see if we can get Christoph on the line. Good morning. Is this Christoph?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is Rick Tocchini. Hey, thanks for your patience. We were having a little technical difficulty there. It's great to have you on. This is the Transform Traveler Show, and we know that you're an investigative journalist and the star of Mission Declassified, and it's great to have you on today.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Tell us, Christoph, about your own career journey, and how did you become an investigative journalist?
Well, I'm a third-generation journalist. My grandfather was a journalist. Both my parents were journalists. And so it just kind of came natural. I dove right into it about 15 years ago. But unlike my parents and my grandparents, I went into television. And I've covered stories all around the world, did a lot of crime, a lot of war. And to be honest, when Travel Channel came to me with this show idea, I was at first a little bit hesitant because I didn't know what I was exactly getting into. And I got to say, it's been one hell of a show and one hell of a ride. And I think we've got, you know, we were able to kind of take this this concept of investigative journalism and apply it to a docu-series where we can show the audience how investigations are actually done. And look, no one was more surprised than me that we actually got to the bottom of some of the craziest mysteries in American history. So, yeah, man, it's been awesome.
Yeah, it is a fun show to watch. And, you know, you got this skill level of asking the right questions along your journey. Was it a relative or somebody in school, or did you just pick it up off the street of how to ask these great questions that you asked?
You know, my mom taught me something a really long time ago that is a trick that I use to this day every time I'm interviewing somebody, and she calls it white space. And what that is when you ask a question, You just sit there and you listen. And when there's that uncomfortable silence, avoid filling it yourself. Like, always get them to kind of fill, anyone you're interviewing, get them to fill the uncomfortable silence. And that's when the good stuff starts coming out. You know, often they've got their sound bite that's prepared, or they have their standard answer. But when you kind of subtly kind of show that you're not really satisfied just by not really saying anything, that's when the real stuff starts to come out. You know, there's also a trick that I use that I think is good for just everyday conversation when talking to anybody, but it's not something that we're really trained to do. And that's the power of what I call deep listening, which is, you know, anytime we're having a conversation with somebody, there's often our own conversation going on in our head where we're judging them, or we're looking for a certain answer, or we're not satisfied, or we're thinking of our follow-up, or we're barely listening. But when you can kind of turn off that internal dialogue that you have when you're having a conversation with somebody, I don't know exactly what it is that happens energetically, but there is an experience that the interviewee feels of being heard, sometimes for the first time in their lives, where it's a really good feeling when you feel like somebody's actually listening to you and hearing what you have to say, where then you can't get them to shut up. They just want to keep talking. And then, you know, as a journalist, that's, you can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah. That's extremely smart wisdom and intelligence that you're passing on. And I'm sitting here trying to practice white space until you finish your sentence and not think about it.
Well, I would encourage anybody listening to, you know, go tonight when you go home and you ask your wife or your husband or your kids a question, just ask them a question that you're interested in and just kind of look at them. Don't be creepy and weird about it, but just look at them in the eye and try not to be fishing for anything specific, and really turn down your own internal dialogue and listen, and you will be amazed at the answers you will get that you probably haven't been able to get before.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What great advice. That's a bonus that we're getting from you today. As your show has evolved, what do you love most about it, especially this season that's upon us now?
Oh, man. I'd say that I think what I love most is when we're faced with the unexpected. You know, that's something that should be a given in journalism. But look, the realities are is we are producing a show on deadline, on a very tight budget, where we've got to turn something around. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure when you're trying to figure, you know, dive into some of the greatest mysteries, and you've got, like, you know, 2 weeks to solve it. that can be really hard. And so sometimes we like to plan out what we think is going to happen, or here are alternatives. If we don't get this, we're going to get this. And I'd say that what, you know, there's just no substitute for is when you are completely thrown in a good way. I'll give you an example. We were, there's one episode where we're looking for the treasure of Dutch Schultz. Dutch Schultz was a big mobster back in the 20s and 30s in New York. And before he died, he buried $7 million, which back then was a tremendous amount of money, and nobody ever found it. Nobody knows where he hid his fortune. And there was one theory that it's in these tunnels in Saratoga Springs, and where the mafia used to have connections between their different casinos and during Prohibition, where they'd smuggle alcohol. So we went to where we thought one of these tunnels were, and we started digging, not really knowing what to expect, probably not expecting much. And we're in the basement of this old brothel that belongs to this woman who, you know, now it's her home, and she was gracious enough to allow us to bring in a jackhammer and start digging around in her basement. And to our surprise, you know, again, we're thinking like, all right, this is interesting. We've got a hunch there could be something here. Are we really expecting there's something? We don't know. And we start digging around, and immediately within 3 minutes of getting rid of the concrete and start shoveling into the dirt, we start pulling up bones. And we, you know, my producer turns white, is completely freaked out. Like, what is this? We have to call the police. You know, 911 comes, and, you know, and a street cop shows up, and he's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we're just, we're the Travel Channel. We're looking for treasure, and we think we found a body, you know? And he's like, oh, man, they have to bring in detectives. And so, like, you know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you just could never plan for. But, you know, some of the best journalism is when you know you're on the right track and you just have the guts to go for it, you just don't exactly know what it is you're looking for. And so we've got moments like that throughout every episode that we just couldn't have planned for.
Yeah, that's great. And that's what makes great television and great storytelling. In your opinion, is there still room for improvement on your show from the perspective of showing the 360-degree view and kind of bringing in all factors and elements so people hear the entire story?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there will always be room for improvement. You know, this was our first season, and I think we all learned a lot doing a show like this, me especially, and being a journalist who, you know, wasn't necessarily having to get all the same beats that you have to do for a show like this, and sometimes wanting a little more of the freedom of the nuance, or, you know, you might have a lead that you feel really passionate about, and sometimes you follow it, and sometimes you just don't have the time frame or the money to. And that's a frustration that all journalists feel in every aspect. But I would say, as far as in terms of improvement, you know, if people watch the show and like the show, we've got a million things we'll do differently next season if we're renewed. But I would say, I think we do a pretty good job of letting the viewer into our minds of how something like this works and how we go about being faced with this huge mystery that a million people have tried before us. And here we are a couple years later with a couple more clues. We've got a good team on our hands, and we just try to dive into it all over again. And like I said, no one was more skeptical than me. I think one of the things that makes a good journalist is being very open-minded, but equally very skeptical, you know? And I've been very skeptical coming into each one of these projects. You know, every topic we delve into, the first one, I'm like, come on, guys, what are we doing? Are we really going to find something? And sure enough, we do. The next time, I'll be like, okay, well, that was maybe we were lucky there. Do we really think we're going to find something this time? And sure enough, we do. And so now I'm much more of the mindset of, I think into the third or fourth episode, I was like, man, we're getting good at this. And so, yeah, I think there'll always be room for improvement. But right now, I'm pretty proud of the show that we put together.
Well, we love it. We think it's got such an interesting cadence to it, and there's surprises, and that's what I think as viewers we want to be surprised and be there with you, and you guys do such a great job of that. Christoph, there's a tradition on our Transform Traveler show. We love to spend the last 2 minutes doing this with you, too, and it's travel through your five senses, and this as you answer these just lightning round questions, this can apply to any travels that you've had over the last 5 years, if you want to. So if you were to recall anywhere that you've traveled, and it could be through the mission declassified as well, recall one of your favorite sounds that you've had through your travel.
Favorite sounds?
Uh-huh.
You mean like something I've heard?
Yeah, something, a memorable sound from any of your travels.
Oh man, that's a great question. I would say that probably the most jarring and memorable sound I've had is I was reporting in Mogadishu about 10 years ago. Actually, probably a little longer ago. I was one of the first journalists in after Black Hawk Down, like 15 years later. It had been it was a pretty war-torn state, and I remember waking up to the jarring sound of the call to prayer on this old speaker that hadn't worked in 15 years, and no one was expecting the mosque that hadn't had prayer services in 15 years. And I remember just waking up at 5 a.m. to this like really, really loud call to prayer that was jarring, scary, and at the same time, probably the most beautiful sound I have heard in all of my travels. Even though it was coming from this like broken old speaker and it surprised me out of nowhere, I would say that that's a sound that I will always, always remember.
Wow. Okay. And let's shift over to fragrance. Same sort of thing, last 5 years, anywhere you've traveled, what's been the most memorable lingering aroma?
You know, that's one, if I'm going to be really honest here, this one's a little more morbid, but I would say that, I was in Yemen doing a story a while ago, and on the beach, and came across a bunch of corpses that had bodies, you know, that had been washed up on shore. People that were trying to escape the war on the other side of the Gulf of Aden, and they had drowned coming aboard. And I just, again, I think that it's hard for me to, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but it was the smell of Gouda. And I have not been able to eat Gouda since.
Oh my goodness. That's
probably not what you're expecting, but if I'm being perfectly honest, that's the smell that sticks out of my mind.
That comes from a true global traveler and having experienced a lot. And kind of shifting into sites, if there's a favorite picture on your smartphone from the last few years of travel, what's that picture?
Oh man, favorite picture. Gosh, the visuals, there's just so many of them. But I would say that, you know, I was doing a story in the Faroe Islands once, and about whaling. And this is a you know, tiny little islands between Norway and Denmark, and they're the greenest. It's this, you know, volcanic rock. It's the greenest place I've ever been. And I've got this picture that I shot of just all grass, and then the homes, all of their roofs were grass, and they had goats that they would put on the roof to basically like mow the lawn of the roof, you know, like to just keep the grass at a level height. And I just, there's this shot of just thinking like, this is out of a fairy tale. I can't believe this is a real place. And I took that photo of, you know, a bunch of these homes, all green on this green island with goats on the roof acting as lawnmowers. And I think that that's still one of my most pleasant visual visual happy moments. But
oh, I'd love to see that. Okay, two more left and we'll be quick. You know, through Mission Declassified, you're bound to have met lots of interesting people over the last season. Is there a singular person you can say from a touch perspective that literally touched your heart and has made a powerful impact on you?
Absolutely. You know, we did, one of the episodes we did was on the Black Dahlia murder, which for viewers, our listeners who don't know, it's a terrible case of a woman who was murdered in the 40s in Los Angeles, horrific death. And we think we tracked down the guy that we're pretty sure who did it. And I, we found his granddaughters, and I won't give everything away of who they were, but I have to say that these were some of the most two inspiring women, these two sisters, where they were grappling with figuring out who their grandfather, one of their great grandfather was, the things that he had done. I don't want to give too much away, but there was a twist. There's a twist there that like, you just, you know, just kind of makes at first your skin crawl. Realizing like, you know, where they've come from but how they turned this darkness into light. These were two of the most inspiring women I've ever spoken to, two of the most lovely women I've ever spoken to, where it just kind of makes you feel like, wow, anything is possible. Like you can like, and your past, your genetics, who came before you doesn't have to define you in the sense where, this is something we shouldn't look at. The more that they looked at it, the more they wanted to find out, they feel the brighter that they became. And I just thought that was the coolest thing, you know? I highly recommend, if people can watch our Black Dahlia episode, you will see what I'm talking about. It does not go where you think. And that's one of the things I love about the show, is it sometimes ends up in a completely different spot than where you thought you were going to go.
Oh, that's great. Last question for you, Christoph, is if we were to come over to your home this evening and eat a meal and you had a choice of putting anything on that plate from anywhere around the world, what would we be dining on tonight?
Oh, man. You know, I tell you what, I'll just tell you what I got back from doing the show 24 hours ago. I flew in from Bolivia. I've been gone for 6 months doing this whole thing. So I just got back. And my wife had waiting for me at 3 a.m. when I came in. She'd spent hours making this. She did this Ayurvedic cauliflower soup. You know, Ayurvedic is an Indian medicinal philosophy where, you know, it's combined with everything from what's going on in the cosmos to the certain energies of certain plants to the time of year that it is. And I am telling you, this is not like any cauliflower soup you've ever had before. This made my knees buckle. and you know, the textures, the color, the and then the energy of the plants that clearly had gone into it. This was what a guy who had been on the road for 6 months, who had barely hadn't been home, who had been eating gosh knows what in so many different corners of the world, to come home to that 3 a.m. That's what I would want to welcome you and anyone else to if you ever came over here.
Oh man, that's great. Very well. Listen, thank you so much for being on our show today, and your program Mission Declassified is on Travel Channel. Folks, make sure and watch it. Christoph, thanks a million for being on today. You were a great guest, and welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
You bet. That was Christoph Putzel, and he is on Mission Declassified. What a great investigative journalist he is. We appreciate him being on, especially given that he's just back from traveling around the world and completing the filming of his shows, and we sure appreciate him being on. Folks, we hope that you enjoyed this Transform Traveler show. And remember, when you go out and travel, whether it's across town, across to another county, another city, across your state, or to some other country, we hope that you travel through your five senses. Happy trails to each of you.